Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, angels, and welcome to Tuesday night, making things happen with the law of attraction, power of intention, most of all non-judgment, which I think is hard, most challenging at times. You know, I've been doing angel coaches for a few years now, and I've actually worked in metaphysics for longer than that. I think I started when I was like three, seeing angels and giving angel messages, and when it wasn't cool to do so. But here is the questions that people ask me. And, you know, let me back up a little bit. Today, when I was meditating, I go, what am I supposed to do the show on tonight? Because I really didn't have a clue. And so that's the question, right? And I was like meditating and thinking, and I was talking to a friend of mine, and it was like spiritual questions, because a lot of people have spiritual questions or questions, and they just, you know, wonder where there's an answer, you know what I mean? And so, you know, I get questions like, well, is there a higher power? Is it a higher part of ourselves? Or is there really a God, right? You know, anywhere from, you know, some of the questions I get, it's how can I really enjoy happiness? How can I really enjoy life, you know? And was I born to be miserable? You know, those kind of things. And was I born to be gay? Was I born to be straight? Was I born to be a woman? When I really feel, you know, I've had this pretty recently, I thought I was supposed to be a man. I've always felt like that, and I was born in a woman's body. But there's, like, all sorts of questions that I get, and there's always an answer for them. Sometimes I think the biggest, instead of the question, it's just being really, really open to accepting the answer. You know what I mean? Pretty recently I had someone ask me on the phone, this is about a week or so ago, why is there all this stuff that happens? Why do people, you know, die horrendous deaths or in accidents, or somebody hurts them, kills them? And, you know, so those are some questions that I get asked quite frequently when those spiritual questions come up. And it makes life interesting, because a lot of times we wonder when we're going to make more money, or when he's going to call or she's going to call. So when you see these questions come from people, I'm like, wow, what a heart they have to be thinking on such a deep level. I mean, we all have heart, but imagine who their mate or their loved one is when they live with someone that has that kind of depth to them. So anyway, that's how I got started with these questions tonight. And they're from all different age groups, and pretty excited about listening to them and their questions. And I want you to know what I really realized, too. A lot of times people have challenges, and when they're living in survival mode, you know, when they're wondering how they're going to make their next paycheck or how they're going to pay their light bills, it's hard to think of deep questions like this because you're thinking about surviving. So if you're listening to the show tonight, you know, via however you do it, and you think, well, I never think of questions like that, ask where you are in your life, you know, and that will tell you a great deal, because if you're worried about how you're going to make it tomorrow, that says a lot. So, you know, we'll touch on a little bit about prosperity, too, before we close the show, because I've got a lot of emails pretty recently about that, and it's a challenging time for some of us. So, anyway, thank you guys for calling in, and I so appreciate it and looking forward to chatting with you. So let's see who's got a great question here. And see, oh, I love this person. He's this. There you go. Is this the guy that helps make women look beautiful? That's your destiny in life, and man.
Yes, that would be me.
You guys, this is James. Such a sweetheart, and I love him. He and I, he started cutting my hair, and so it, as well as being an artist, a true artist, okay, because he makes women look and men look amazing. I think women, you see such a big difference with them, you know what I mean, because their hair is, you can do, I don't know if I'm saying this right, but you can do more with women's hair sometimes than guys' hair, right? Or maybe not, but
well,
you have a lot of time to
think.
Yeah, if you give them freedom or not, they give you freedom. So it's an honor to have you here tonight, James, and I know that a little bit about James is he's, life has not always been so easy for him. And he's just coming out of a challenging relationship. Anybody ever been in a challenging relationship? You know, there's ones that make you just want to sweat it and knock them out sometimes, or knock her out sometimes.
Yeah.
They're not. So you're trying a lot of joy after coming through that horrendous relationship. And but you asked me a question today, and I'm going to ask you that. Do you have any questions like that you would love to have answered? And I've meditated and prayed about it. Go ahead, share with us.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No. I want to hear what you have to say because you know what you've got
a
great question.
You know how I asked you the question earlier. I have one to ask before that. It was
okay.
First is how does someone know if they have their what powers they have, or if they do have any?
Okay. You're right. I understand. So you're asking, like, the powers, how can they tap into what powers they possess that come easy for them, right? Okay. Let's go with clairvoyance, clear audience. Clairvoyance where you see things, right? Maybe you see stuff that's getting ready to happen or seeing it. And clear sentient is where there's just a sensing. You feel it. Is that the kind of powers you're asking about, or is there more? Or is that even
right
in the ballpark?
Okay. Yeah, that's in the ballpark.
Okay. So let's talk about that. I'm gonna back it up like this. First of all, what I know about people that possess that are these things come easy to them, where they've always known that they had these abilities, you know, and they've always known that they could tap into them. Usually come from a challenging life, okay, where they didn't quite fit in. Sound familiar, James? Does that make sense?
Yeah, I get that.
Okay, so like for you, you're gay. You were gay up in Pennsylvania, which it was like being in North Carolina. That was a challenge for you, right, to try to fit in, although you did. You did it well. So you always had to look outside the box because you started there, right? You had to think outside the box, correct?
Right. Yes.
All right. So those of you guys who are really spiritual coaches or who got the who have these great abilities, you know that yourself life wasn't always peaches and cream. And I think that's one of the things we choose to understand what good is because we've had it so challenging at times. All right. You know what I mean? James is from a Christian town, you know, where some of you other guys were as well. And had they had parents that were understanding that understood him, but sometimes I think you know you had to hide who you really are. It's not even about being gay. It was just about you know what you did and who you were, and all that. Because I know we laughed about it. Guys drove around in pickup trucks where you're from. You know what I mean? And hunt animals and that's okay. But you were right. You're a hairstylist. You had a pickup truck, and so you were able to fit in, but you always knew you were different. Okay. So that's kind of the way that you know what your power is. So then you look at it and you say, okay, right off the bat, let me ask you this, do you sense things, or do you feel things, or do you see things, or which one applies to you the best, clairvoyance, clairaudience, or claircognizant, or clairsentient?
I would guess I'd have to say I sense things.
Right. That's the first one that came to me, that you really sense things. So you want to know how do you tap into the others and make this one stronger, right?
Right.
What I was asked to share with you, and this is true for any of us. Did you always know you had a talent for cutting hair and making people look beautiful and seeing the best where they could be rather than they were where they were physically?
I didn't know that I always had a talent. I knew that's what I wanted to do. I always wanted to do that. I guess, it's just something in my heart that I always wanted.
Okay. So with that philosophy, you always knew you wanted to cut hair and you'd be creative and be an artist, and that you are, not only with cutting but also with color and all those things. So when you had that talent, you said, okay, how can I grow it? How can I make money with it? Or how can I do it full time? How can I do it all the time, right? That's probably, okay. So then what was the next step that you did?
I went to school.
Okay. So to tap into your higher power, I wish it was easy to say an abracadabra, but it's not, okay? But it is about keeping an open heart. you know, so I know that, you know, if you want to develop those to have on inside of you, because you could develop them all right, especially your visual, the clairaudient and clairvoyance, okay, all of them. But you say, okay, first thing you do is you go, I want to develop these gifts so I can not only help my own life and see what's going on and be able to see a person and make sure they're a good person for me to connect with and to hang out with or to date or whatever you want to do. But I want to do that. But I also, when you ask for great gifts from the universe, what is something that you would like to do to give back to get these powers, to develop them, to use them? What do you want to give back to the universe? Because when you're asking for something, it's about giving and receiving. So what are you going to give back? The first thing, I'm not asking that tonight. Do you understand? But that's important. And I'm saying this to everyone who's wanting to develop their strong abilities. The second thing that you do once you do that is, how did you develop the talent that you have? And you have this talent inside of you. I promise you, you do, where you can see things like you have a gift of being a medium as well. Do you remember? But do you remember when you saw the woman? And then I can't remember the story, but you and I were chatting about it and she wasn't here any longer, but you saw her walking down the road.
Oh, right.
I'm laughing because you're like telling me this and you're like, how did I do that? You know? So,
right.
Yeah. Giving and receiving is one thing. Meditation is the other. Okay. So you're going to school. All right. What are you going to give? Get these gifts to develop them. So meditation is a part of, like you did with hairstyling, you do the same thing with developing those gifts. So you say to yourself, okay, I'm going to give this and get this. And then you say, okay, meditation is key because it centers your mind and calms the chatter down. And then what you do is divine guidance. I was told to share this with you. Go to Audible and get it because you can listen to it. But it will help you develop those gifts. She wrote a book designed to help you develop your clairvoyance, clairaudience, clairsentient, claircognizance. And she gives you tests that you can use on yourself, okay, to develop those gifts more. You have to ask, okay, thank you for helping me, the four clairs. And then you say to yourself, when am I going to give back when I develop them? I mean, you know, that'd be great to do that in your hair salon, you know, doing tricks for people. But you want to give back to and help people because I know that about you. So, you know,
right.
So that's one thing that you say is I want to help people. And you just show me how to do that as I develop these gifts. And then, James, to develop them, you have to study like you did for your hair. You already have the talent. You already have the talent, okay, because you grew. Life's not always been easy for you, and I know that people that have to think outside of the box are extraordinarily smart, which you are, and also have had to fight through some things and challenges that most people don't have to fight through, okay? We all have our challenges, but you've had to deal with some stuff, you know what I mean, like I have, like all of us have. So those things, so meditation, making sure you know what you're going to do, just say, putting that out there, I want to give back, help me develop it, divine guidance, okay, it's an Audible book, and then I'm going to promise you, do the work, and you're going to get to pay. Okay, does that make sense?
Makes total sense.
Okay, and then you say, and then one of the things you do, because a lot of times I think we have poor discipline, I know, you know, you have to discipline ourselves, so you say, I'm going to study, read this or study this for 2 nights a week for 15 minutes, you know what I mean? But make it small increments, you know what I mean? Like he was telling the other day on the show, last Thursday, he says, start running for 30 seconds. So start with like a small amount of time to study. But that's it. And you have the gifts already, as a lot of us do that are listening to the show, or we wouldn't be here. So our teaching on the show. So anyway, that's what you do. And James is an up-and-coming new angel coach, okay? I'm putting that pressure on him now. He's such a wonderful person. But does that help you, James? Do you have another question with it? Because you said that was the first part. Or is that the total?
Well, you answered both parts.
Okay.
It was how do you know and how do you tap into it?
Well, you know what? You know already because you'll say things to me. I was like, how do you know that? You know, and so you guys, James is a wonderful hairstylist. He's also extremely clairsentient and developing on the other three clairs. So if you go and sit in his chair and chat with him, he will not only make you look gorgeous, but help you see things from a different perspective. That's what he's helped me with. Anyway, give a plug for your store where you are, or your salon, sorry. He's got an amazing ability and gifts. But, and
I'm at
salon.
I'm at Vincent J. Salon on Northeast 33rd Street in Fort Lauderdale. And July 1st, we will be moving to our new location, which will be 3217 North Ocean Boulevard, right around the corner.
Yes, you can walk to it both ways. And you guys, the salon is amazing. He and his partner, business partner, are so wonderful. You guys will enjoy it, but super talented and super gifted. And I love going there. So thank you, for asking great questions. So anyway, all right, thanks, James. I'm going to put you on hold there, and maybe we'll call you back and ask your opinion. Let's go with this one. This is a good one, okay? Hey, it's Therese. Who is this? Who am I speaking with?
It's Renzo.
Hi, Renzo. Renzo is a beautiful man who's just got his credentials or became a school teacher. You're starting to teach when? Next year, is that right? Or, well, this coming, I guess, August, September? And Okay. And what grade, ages are you going to teach? So you just got certified. Is that right, how you say that, certified? I can't remember, but anyway, certified.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to be certified.
Yeah. You're going to be certified in what grade, age group?
From pre-K until third grade.
Ah, okay. Why do you like being a teacher?
Yeah. They bring me joy.
But why? Why do you like it? Why? What's your why? Why do you like being a teacher?
Because I get to see them grow. Right. For instance, I just recently had to accomplish two internships, and the one I just finished last week, I was in a pre-K special needs classroom, and it was amazing because although I got there, like, at the last 10 weeks of school, like the first week of April, you know, the kids already had developed and had their routine set, I was able to at least help out two students out because a lot of my students had language impairments, and I grabbed them and I just like pulled them out of the group, and I was working with them on their speech, and now they're able to pronounce words they weren't able to pronounce before. So each day, each reward like that, you know, solidifies for me that I am. This is one of my callings. I'm not going to say it is my calling, but it's one of my callings.
Well, there you go. I like that. So that's what gives you juice, is really working with kids, making a difference, and helping them having those moments where, you know, where they can make a shift in their thinking and realize who they really are. And being able to pronounce words, especially in the age group that you are, is a challenge. You know what I mean? So, and that gives you juice. Great, and I think you're gonna make you are an amazing teacher, and you go through some real changes yourself. Which question? Because I was talking to you earlier, you had a really good one. What's your question?
My question is, how does one become happy with oneself? And the reason for that question is because ever since I've entered the summer, you know, a lot of mainly people will be happy that it's summertime or whatnot, but I feel for the first 2 days I was depressed. I don't know for what reason I had anxiety, and then last night I was jittery, but I guess that was because I took the workout pill way late at night, but that's another story. But yeah, like I was jittering all night. But I don't know. You know, I just came to a realization. I may be, you know, just 22 years old, but I'm not going to, you know, sit and lie. I don't have that many friends. And that it's because of the fact where I live in Miami, a lot of the people here are very, and I'm not trying to be judgmental, are superficial when it comes to materialistic items or things like that. And I'm a person that, while we do need some materialistic items to survive, like a car, for example, you know, it doesn't matter the brand. It matters that you just have the item that you need in order to survive. Like you were mentioning earlier about surviving the electricity bill.
Right.
You know?
Well.
But I don't know. I just felt like lately I haven't been able to connect with anybody. I don't know. I've been,
outside by yourself.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Okay, let me ask you a question, all right? And and this is a good one. This is not an easy one, and none of these questions are, okay? So you feel like you would like to be happy, all right? And I'm going to bring a couple other coaches on. They're extremely intuitive. You know who I'm talking about, to give some insight on both of these gentlemen's situations, challenges. What kind of feelings make you feel happy? Like, what do you do that makes you feel happy working? I mean, I know when you work out, you know, and you're getting in touch with your body, that makes you feel good. I've seen you, like, can bust a move on the, you know, in Orange Theory. But what really makes you feel happy? Connecting with people, I get that, right? And what is?
Listening to music. To music is one of the biggest soul touchers for me. And for instance, like, I just listened to this song today, like 30 minutes prior to calling, called Chandelier, and I recommend that for everybody. Like, just listen to it over and over and get the message in. Like, it really touches you in a deep way. And music, working out, writing makes me happy. Just being out of my house, you know, going to a park and enjoying the sunset, enjoying what you know, has been provided to me as a blessing. And then, you know, just going out with the friends I do have, you know. And
I hear you. Go ahead. I'm sorry. What else?
No, it's okay. Give me 1 second. I'm sorry. 1 second.
Okay, so he'll come back in just a second. So he's talking about how do you be happy, and you guys know what this is like. Man, have you ever had those moments where you're like sitting there and you're like, okay, I feel, you know, I feel out of place. I feel like I can't connect. And and that's how you're feeling. Okay, here's something that I'm getting really strong for you, okay? And I think I've told you this before because this feels really familiar. You like to write and you like music, correct?
Yes.
Right? Okay. Your kids that you work with, whether they're special needs children or kids that are not special needs children.
Mm-hmm.
I think that you have a gift with teaching them how to connect and how to center themselves. One of the reasons why I feel like you're going through this is because you're in a pause moment where you're able to feel all these feelings. And I'm going to bet that you felt out of place before, even when you were a small boy, right? Small child, correct? Growing up and you know, somebody always had something better than you or when you were in school, grade school. Do you guys remember that? Oh, my gosh, right? And it was very, who were what, who had this, who had the best book bag or the best lunchbox or whatever. So you're feeling all these feelings, because I think you're supposed to heal them within yourself, all right, and learn to be, there's no road to happiness, there's only happiness. I think that Wayne Dyer says it in one of his meditations. But one of the biggest things I'm getting for you, Renzo, is that you need making a meditation or a breathing exercise for your kids so that they can center themselves, because that's what you're telling me you're learning to do, or you're really realizing that, you know, you get the most out of teaching, okay, right now, and listening to music and writing, all right? So when you combine those things together, your audience that you're going to teach is, I guess you said, I can't remember, what, second grade next year? You're in a second grade class, or is that right, or something like that? I'm not sure what age group it is. But so you like to teach, you like to write, okay, and so you've got the audience next year in a few months. And so you can prepare for them to do some breathing exercises so that they can center themselves. Do you understand? Or, you know, or make a, like a visualization, you know, before you start the class or during the day, you know what I mean? Which non-religious. Okay. But you have a gift to do this because you do it yourself, you know, and you had to think outside the box because there's times you felt that you didn't fit in even when you were a small boy. So now you get to show others how to fit in when they're a small boy or a small girl. And that those lessons will be a shift in their thinking that they'll take for the rest of their lives. Do you understand what I'm saying? I mean, those are those moments that we help people. So taking your writing skills, your writing ability, your love for teaching, okay, and also your gift with music, you know, you could create something where you could, you know, bring music in there in your, you know, are you going to be the main teacher in your, or something? Yeah.
Can you repeat that?
I said, are you going to be the main teacher in your class that you're teaching?
Yes.
Okay. Wouldn't it be great if you can teach these kids how to connect with that friend that's a higher, you know, when you call it a friend or whatever, and do a visualization where they're connecting with their part of themselves, or the deep breathing with their mind, however you want to say it, where it's officially correct and you're not going to, you know, and that they can, that part of themselves, they can friend with, you know, like a friend. You know, you guys know what I'm talking about, where you can teach them to visualize making an A on the math, making an A on the reading and all those kind of things. But you have the ability to do that, right, and where these kids can catch on quicker. So you've got the audience, you've got the music, you've got the writing. So write a meditation, write not a meditation, maybe a visualization, a five-minute visualization, how they can connect with their friend or, you know, with their mind and what if, you know what I'm saying, and breathe and see themselves making an A, see them, however the grade scale is in there, see themselves getting the answers right, you know what I mean, and how do they get the answers right? By getting the tools, which is that's what you provide them. Do you see what I mean? Once they have the tools, and they can do the work, right? And that way that you're teaching them to focus. Does that make sense at all to you?
Yes, it does.
You have that. Okay, so that's what I'm getting. And so when you do that and you're making differences in people's lives, then it's, you know, that's where you get your juice. People get their juices different ways. You contributing makes a big difference for you. So right now you got to create the tools so these kids can do that. So do that now. You have 60, 90 days to do it. Renzo, if you do this for them, okay, in your class, I'm going to promise you this. You're going to make a huge difference, all right, with these kids and make some ripples in the school system that probably needs to happen. But you can do it in such a sweet, politically correct way, you know, teaching them visualization, that's what I would call it, that these kids, that you make your imprint there as a teacher, because you're young, you're savvy, you're fun, you know, you're a kid yourself, you know, right? You'll probably be like that forever. And that's where you're going to find your happiness, all right? It's inside of you already because I'm listening to you talk. Does that make sense to you at all?
Mm. It does.
Yes? Okay, good.
Yes.
Stay on because I'm going to see if anybody has any other thoughts for you and James. So, okay, hold on 1 second. So stay on. Don't go anywhere. All right. Sherry, I know that you have hair, and James loves to cut hair. I'll say, no, you have a child, and Renzo loves teaching children. So anyway, how are you tonight, hon? Are you good?
I'm good. Yes, thank you.
You have a great question, and I want you to see, you guys that are listening, Terry is super, super intuitive. Donna's on there, too, so I'm going to pull her on and ask her if she's got any thoughts for you, too. So what do you feel with these guys? Let me ask you your question first, because you had a good one. So, and I think this will help everybody that's listening. I know it helped me. So what was your question?
Oh, my question was, what is the purpose? You know, what is the purpose of all of it? like, what's the main purpose here that everybody's supposed to be getting? You know?
Okay. Why are they here? Why am I here? Why did I choose this time? It's like, why am I here, right? Like, why did I come back to the planet in this situation? Okay. All you guys who are listening, James, Renzo, anybody that's listening, because there's a lot of people on the line tonight, I feel, and this is the way it was explained to me, Terry, is that we all have a soul agreement. And let's go backtrack a little bit. What's your soul agreement? That is the life you planned before you ever came here. And we all have a soul agreement to come at this particular time. And James, you have this, you came here too for this reason, and develop the gifts that we have so we can teach others to develop the gifts that they have. James, you do it by having people sit in your chair. I do it by you doing angel coaches. Carrie does it because she's an angel coach, and she works in a school too as well. And so And Lorenzo, sorry, Renzo, you do it by, you know, by working with children and adults too, because I know you do a lot of stuff with a lot of different people. So we had a soul agreement to come back here, use these wonderful spiritual gifts that we have, the four clairs, clairvoyant, clairsentient, clairaudient, claircognizant, and, you know, which one you are all four, you know what I mean, because you can develop all four of them to help take the planet to a whole different shift, to a whole new level, okay? That is something we signed up for. And what does that look like? Person by person, town by town, city by city, you know, however you want to see it. But every person you come in contact with, is, of course, the miracle says, is your spiritual teacher and student, and you're their spiritual teacher and student. So if we always remember that, right, we've agreed to come back and help take this planet to a whole new level, to a whole new shift, where, you know, people can really connect and find out, you know, that God is really a part of us, you know what I mean? And you asked something today, why would God create us? Why are we here? I think it was a great, great, great thing there. You know, it's all about duality. And so we're here in this life because we're taking the planet to a whole new shift, taking each person with us that wants to go. What does that look like? That means if we're at a higher vibration, we live in a great life of prosperity. And Renzo, you're feeling that coming, especially this time, because astrology-wise, it's a challenging time where we're all realizing who we really are and what we're here to do. And sometimes when you're doing that spiritual work, it's painful or it's challenging. So just know that. But so that's one of the reasons. And why did God create us like this? Or why are we like this? For the duality, for the polar opposites, you know, God knows himself, herself, because God is part, and lives in our mind, because she created something that was less than us, and that's our ego, okay? And our ego, our human self. So it's like, how do you know what up is? Because you have down. How do you know what low is? Because you have high. How do you know what cold is? Because you have hot. Okay, so there's always a polar opposite. And what is our lesson here? Is to learn to come into our own power, the clairvoyance, you know, making things happen, believing that we're really so much more because we are, and taking ourselves, taking our thinking, operating from a higher part of ourselves rather than the ego, although the ego is alive and well, and going to a whole new level, okay? There's been cultures over the centuries that have done that, the Lemurians and the Mayans, not the Lemurians, the Atlanteans and the Lemurians, and I do believe that we were all part of that culture because we lived in many lifetimes. And so they took a lot of them left. They left and went to a whole new way of thinking, took their physical body, their spiritual body, and didn't have to die. So I'm not saying that you don't die, okay, but if you choose, you can overcome the part of being physical and go to a whole new way of thinking where your mind really does operate your physical body, okay? It's about coming back, once again, because we're here to help everybody realize that they all have power, okay? And it's also about learning to conquer the duality, okay, or the polar, and realize that we are really one with God. God's in our mind, in our heart, so we want to say it. I know that doesn't make sense, and it sounds so wonderful when I say it, right? But tomorrow at 95, I'm going to be bitching and moaning and crying myself. So anyway, does that make sense a little bit, Karen?
Yeah.
Okay.
That makes a lot of sense.
There you go. I know, that's what I feel too. So, on that note, what do you feel with James and Renzo? James is a hairstylist, and James, he wants to know about, you know, developing the four clairs. Did you pick anything up about him or Renzo? I'm asking.
I just feel that, like, he has the answers. I feel like he doesn't know it. I feel like he has to do some work, like, meditations I think would be good for him, chakras would be good for him, and that will bring much more clarity for him.
Okay. How about for Renzo? Yeah. By the way, this is the second time he's heard the chakras too as well that I know of, because went to the store together. Yeah, and he told him the same thing. How funny is that? Remember, James? I know he's sitting there going, yeah, I remember. How about Renzo, the school teacher that he is becoming? By the way, you have a couple children. So, and how about if you had a teacher that was showing your children how to visualize? how to be more, how to think, you know, connect to their mind more.
I think that's amazing. I think that he's really creative, and I think that there's different ways that you can relate to kids, whether through music, through drawing pictures, through fun games. I mean, kids are so fun to work with that you can do absolutely anything in almost like a fun way, and they do get it. They pick up on things. They're very smart. They're very aware. They're very keen on everything. So I definitely feel that, you know, he does have a lot of creativity, you know, being that, you know, he is a teacher, that says a lot. You love working with kids, and you can definitely, you know, do all different types of things that you normally do in the classroom and just incorporate it in different ways. Like I could see, you know, doing like crafts, like projects like that. I could see like buddying kids up. I could just see a lot. I see that you can do a lot of different work like that, especially that you like the music. You know, that to me, it just screams out like you're very creative, which is really nice.
That's cool. And by the way, this is Miss Creativity herself here, so very, very, very cool. So hold on 1 second, because I'm going to pull Donna on. Donna, you guys, I'm trying to give you as much there's a lot of people on here tonight, but you guys called in, and I asked you because you had some great questions. Donna, how are you? And by the way, Donna is a great writer, a great person that creates meditation. She's amazing. Some of the stuff I just got from you, and amazing, 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 amazing. So thank you for being here tonight, and I'm gonna get everybody on. So talk to me about what you feel with these folks, with James and Renzo, because James is a hairstylist, a creative, and Renzo is a teacher, creative, and you guys just have different ways of expressing it. That's what I see. But what do you feel with these two?
Well, unfortunately, when I came on, James was on, and I had to get off the phone. The dog was barking and whatnot, and got him back on.
Wasn't my world.
It's a real world. I heard, is it Renzo?
Renzo. Yeah.
Right, Renzo. I heard him, and what I'm getting or being told on him is I caught that he loves being in nature and in the parks and whatnot. And kind of piggybacking off of what Kelly was saying, I believe that if he sat and did his visualization while in nature and even did some of his music and integrated that even in his lessons with the children, I think that that would be amazing. I think that being out in the air, it makes him whole and makes you more grounded. Other thing that I got is that you say that you're not being judgmental, but I think you are just a bit. And I get what you're saying about people that are very materialistic and that's not your way of being and whatnot. And we have to understand that everybody has their own path and their own thoughts in terms of what makes them happy. And we have to concern ourselves with what makes us happy first. You know,
Amen.
So
like
while
the way, yeah,
right. So because somebody is driving a luxury car or lives wherever, that may make them very happy, and it may not. But that's not our concern. We have to spend the time with ourselves, and sometimes it can be lonely. You know, and I've had to do this myself, and really connect with who you are. What makes you, you know, shine. And then you know what? Uh-huh. Whoever you're looking to bring into your life, you will draw them to you because there is nothing like the inner glow and light of confidence, knowing who you are, knowing that you are here to spread joy and good deeds, and abundance will come to you as a result.
That's a good point. I appreciate that so much. And she's, you know, Lorenzo, she's her daughter. She had to really work with her daughter because they tried to label her in school. So I know if your children had had someone that was working with visualization, creative visualization, where they can access that part of their mind, we all have it. Wouldn't it have been great? They just didn't do that with, you know, with our kids. I mean, my daughter went to Montessori. They did there, but the public school system, you'll be a person that makes a difference there. But the non-judgment, yeah, that's something that we all have our issues with. I will be judging drivers tomorrow morning. I'm getting better at it. I'm the only good driver on 95. It's all good. Donna, thank you so much. I'm going to get in touch with you because you've got some great stuff that you've written, and thank you so much for sharing with your thoughts because I'm grooving with you on that one. So good. All right.
Thank you, Donna.
I'll talk to you tomorrow. All right.
Okay, thanks.
I just love her. So, okay, Allison had the best question, okay, and Allison is super intuitive herself. She works with kids, Renzo and James. So, Allison, did you pick up anything about these people? And I know you had a question about living. What's your question first? So let's hear what your question is.
Hello. My question was, how do we get in touch with our higher self? I'm trying to remember what we said this afternoon. How do we get in touch with our higher self and to be able to live in that higher state and live abundantly, was what we were talking
okay.
about earlier. And then, go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to do that because we're running out of time. I want you to, here's what I get with the ego thing. When we think we keep concentrating on the ego, it just grows. Whatever we concentrate on, we focus on grows. So what I'm learning to do with Marianne Williamson, she says this, and Eckhart Tolle says this too, the power of now. He says, only live, take a moment by moment. I had a moment, and Marianne Williamson says this, you know, I had a moment of absolute living in the now, enjoying who I am, and my intention, okay, your intention is the key here, to connect with my higher self, right? And she goes, you have to train yourself to do that. Really, you do. So it's about training yourself. And, you know, when you train yourself, when it's easy to do right now, because you're on this great show where I'm getting all these great stories and great teachers, I was like, man, I like to start back in grade school again. I can't wait to see James because, you know, because he's like, it's a feel-good show here tonight. But when it's hard to do and go and to do it is when you're fighting with your boyfriend. Are you fighting with your mate? Are you feeling closed in because the relationship is so tight you can't breathe? You know what I mean? And then try living with higher self saying, I don't want to just knock him out or her out, you know? So connecting with your higher self is so much easier to deal with the ego and want to, you know, to really put someone in their place, you know? And I have issues about myself, you know? If somebody gets in my space, I'm going to let them know. But to live with joy and love all the time really takes practice. It takes practice. And you take it, instead of taking it, oh, my gosh, how can I do it all the time? Take it moment by moment. Because we've had some great stories tonight, you know what I mean? That I'm taking it moment by moment because I really have to work with myself. And it's like, why can I breathe? Or why can't this be? Guys, that I'm talking about. And that's what I get, like moment by moment. And Marianne Williamson says the same thing. She goes, the miracle of the moment. You know, so I've had a few moments tonight where I've not lived with the ego, and that's the best thing. Allison, I hope that helps you a little bit because I think there's mm-hmm. maybe we can develop that a lot more, and maybe you and I should do a class on it because you're studying the Course in Miracles. I recommend that to
yeah.
everybody on this show tonight. But even when we're going to go offline in just a second, but you guys stay on the phone because did you feel anything with these two folks here, with James or and Renzo? Both of them are such beautiful people. I love them both. And
they seem really wonderful. Now Donna did a really good job. I have to say, when she was giving her feedback, I also picked up a lot of the same things that she did. especially the one about the judgmental. I mean, it's hard. I mean, we say, sometimes when we say we're not judgmental, but really we are, even though we're trying not to be, I really connected with what she was saying there. I think that they, I think they're both highly creative. They can really tap into the gifts that they have and really nurture themselves. And it kind of goes back into what you're saying about your ego. I think sometimes we have to put our, and I'm working on this right now. I am like the banner poster child for this right now. You know, putting your ego aside and being able to put that ego aside, because it's really just, it's a form of our lower self. It is our lower self. It's lower energy, and it's just so toxic to us, and it really holds us back. And for those, for both of them, if they're able to do that, to really just put that aside, because like you said, if we keep focusing on it, it'll grow and it'll grow, then they're going to be able to manifest all the things that they want in their life, that abundance, that the natural gifts that they've been blessed with, and they'll be able to really aspire to do more in their jobs, you know, either at the hair salon or working with children, because they're working with the public, and people are gonna come into their shop or into their classroom, and there's gonna be a reason why those people are coming to be in their presence, because they're gonna share their gifts with them, and they're gonna really help people. So being able to get rid of that ego will really help them grow in prosperity. And so that's basically, you know, what my takeaway is for them.
Well, I'm going to tell you what, I agree with you. And Renzo, I mean, she directs a whole school. And so I'm going to discuss together, because he's probably going to want to ask you questions and you can share with him. But
sure.
He's fine.
Yeah, I do. I'm a director / principal, so.
There you go. They come see you when they want changes. It's all good. But
That's right.
You are amazing. Last stop, first of all. Renzo, you've got a great future ahead of you. There you go. And the ego thing, and I'm going to say this to James, because James is so much better than a lot of us, and Renzo is too, to come in here and to say, hey, I want to develop my gift, and to say, you know what, I'm going to be really happy all the time. You guys are super, super cool. Thank you for being so open, because I've already got texts that it took about 3 to do that, and it took an openness being authentic and being transparent that most of us are afraid to do, and it took guts for you guys to do that. And I know that life is for us that think outside the box and have these amazing, wonderful spiritual gifts. We all do, but we realize that we're here to show others how to. Wednesday with your children, James with people in your chair and people around you, and Allison with your school and with angel coaches. You know what, when we were kids, it wasn't so easy. When we were teenagers, it wasn't so easy. We were trying to be something that, you know, we may or may not have been so easy, right? I tried to be like somebody who's very surface and didn't think about the angels, even though they were chatting in my ear, you know, who talks to angels, right? And so kudos to you guys for showing up and doing this. And Allison, I know life wasn't so easy for you either when you were growing up and dating and being a teenager child and all that. But I do know mm-hmm. these people that had challenges like this. Man, you guys are going to have the abundance, and the abundance starts in your heart and you get to your bank account. And until we live with breath, you know, live on breath, that's going to be the best. There's nothing talks like money, right? You know what I'm saying? And money's going to chase you because you guys are chasing your passion. So it's all good. You know, and James the other day told me this. You guys, I'm going to share this with you on this call. He said to me, he goes, I actually pray for my ex to have happiness. And I thought that was such a spiritual awakening for you to be able to say that and share that. Thank you for sharing that with me because it touched my heart. And I was like, if he can do it, I know I can too. So thank you, James. Renzo, thank you. You're an amazing teacher. I can't wait to see your visualizations that you teach these kids, because that's where they're going to see some real differences, learning how to access that part of their mind, which is close to God or their higher power. Anyway, you guys that are listening in, thank you so much. Have a great now. And our next show is Thursday night. We have an amazing speaker on. She's such a surprise. I'm super excited. She's 20 years old, created her not-for-profit agency, working, supporting herself, going to school. Renzo, you know all about that. And also helping women in distress, and has just turned 20, running 5Ks to support to gain support for women in distress and other things that she's doing. You don't want to miss the show. It's going to be 8 o'clock Thursday night. You guys take care and have a great now. Bye, everybody.
Bye.